98.9 Buzz, Pisano Sandy. Hi, good morning. It's coming up on 8 o'clock, 7:56 on a beautiful, crisp Thursday morning, 50 degrees already.
Crisp. I'm struggling to say the word Thursday.
Yeah, I was like, what day is it?
What day is it?
Spisano here at the Intercom High Falls Studio. Sandy back at the back in her dungeon with... Sandy, you're missing this beautiful, bright sun, blue skies. Damn.
I know. Gorgeous. I know. My mother always checks in with us, my sisters and I, every morning around this time. So everybody's talking about, oh, it's beautiful. Look how beautiful the sun is. I'm like, so I hear. I don't know. I'm in the basement and it looks like nighttime.
You need to get out. I have a sunroof in my Nissan Altima.
Yeah.
And driving up to the camper yesterday, I have to go up every day this week at power wash and stuff, getting boards fixed on the deck and things like that. In order to get up there and safely social distance from other people.
Yes.
This weekend for Memorial Day. And I had my sunroof back. I had to stop and get gas, put my mask on. Uh-huh. I put, and I had the sunroof back. And the sun was beaming straight in. So I have like a little bit of a thing on my forehead, a little bit of sunburn.
Oh, my God.
Isn't that awesome?
Funny. Oh, you got, well, the sun was bad yesterday.
No, when, good. It was good.
Well, good, yes, but you had to put sunscreen on.
Yeah.
Otherwise, you could easily burn.
Oh, yeah, this weekend, definitely. Yeah. So you went out yesterday, you were just saying.
Yes. We have to bring that up later because there's something that I discovered wearing a face mask. Very first time out in public putting on the face mask.
Listen to this, people. She went out for the first time in a face mask just yesterday.
Take this seriously. When you, I'm such a rule follower. Maybe to the extreme. Maybe to a fault. I don't know, but I follow the rules. So anyhow, my first time going out yesterday because the kids had to go to the school to pick up their stuff, and the teachers had it all bagged up. Mm-hmm. You don't even walk into the school. They just hand it. Like they stick their arm out through the door and give you your bag.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's. But you have to wear your face mask.
Sure.
I am now more self-conscious than I have ever, ever been.
What, that you're a late bloomer? You haven't been out ever?
No, it's not the fact that I haven't been out.
Okay.
I mean, that is slightly embarrassing, I guess. You harass me about it.
I do.
Something I discovered wearing a face mask. I give much more respect to medical workers. And I now give respect to my husband.
We can talk about that. Just stay right there. 98.9 to Buzz and Spisano and Sandy. Come on. Go on. Let's go ahead. 98.9 to Buzz, Spisano and Sandy. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Underline three of those. It's now 8:08. Scott Spisano over here and Sandy Waters over there. Hello, Sandy Waters.
Hello.
Wow. Thursday morning and beautiful sunshine. I want to know about your face mask, Theo.
Oh, my gosh. Now that I'm more insecure than I've ever, ever been, thanks to the face mask.
We'll get to that in a second. Mostly sunny, 72 degrees. Gorgeous day. Already 50. And do you want to get a coronavirus test or an antibody test? We now have some really good news. Whether you even showed symptoms or not. We'll get to that in just a few minutes here on 98. Nine the Buzz and Spisano and Sandy. So you finally ventured out.
I did. How many days have I been under lockdown? March 30th is when I started working from home.
Damn.
Being a non-essential, non-important worker.
Wait, since March 30th, you have not left the house in a face mask to go in public anywhere?
I left a couple times to just pick up something on my mom's front porch.
Okay, that doesn't count.
Yeah, that doesn't count. My niece turned 16, so we did a social distance gathering at my mom's front yard, and we were legitimately every corner of her yard just to wish my niece a happy 16th.
No mask.
No, because that was early on, so no, I didn't wear a mask.
I wonder if there's...
But that's it.
You know how like we used to do bits on the radio that says, like, who's paid the most taxes? Call us up. Who's got the most this or who's got the least? You're like the winner of the long distance award for not going out of your house.
I don't know. I'm following the rules. You tell me to stay home, I'll stay home. I don't know. Okay. Anyhow, I may be the only one. But so yesterday I had to venture out like actually with other strangers around me.
No.
Because the kids had to go to the school to pick up their belongings.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So we had to put on the face masks. And I'm thinking, what's the big deal about these? Just put on a face mask. No problem. Okay.
Yeah.
I don't wear glasses, so I didn't have to deal with the issues that you guys, I guess, have with fogging up your glasses.
Oh, yeah.
I don't have those kind of issues.
That sucks.
So, and that's all we had to do is get out of the car, walk around the building, go to the door to get the stuff, and walk back to the car. And the entire time, I'm like, oh, my gosh. I feel for medical workers. I feel for my husband. I feel for anybody that I've had close contact with ever in my life.
Why is that? Because, like, you're judging other people in masks?
No.
You're being judged?
Well, okay. I was like, man, does my breath smell this bad? Is it because I just drank coffee or is it always like this? Is it because it's so close to me? Like, oh my gosh. I threw out the mask right when I got home.
Oh, you didn't share with your husband to wear?
Well, yeah. Then I was like, what a fool I was to bring that up in the judgment cell, asking about share. That's disgusting.
I know it is.
Even on my way to the school before all this, I did a little judgment zone. It's on the website, a little carpool conversations judgment zone. If the kids, I took it to kitty court. If the kids would share, even my 10-year-old's like, oh, Ma, that's disgusting. That is unsanitary.
I know. You think, okay, here, let's do theater of the mind. You got invisible air out there, and there's people around. Everybody's wearing masks. And outside of your mask, there's coronavirus. And then on the inside of your mask, there's coffee breath. Imagine those two fighting each other.
Oh, God. Yeah, sword fight in my mask. My mask was fighting to get off of my face. I was like, God, do other people struggle with this or is it just me?
98.9 to Buzz. It's Pizzano and Sandy. Hello. Thanks for joining us. We really appreciate it. You can listen all day and you can listen at the radio.com app. Make sure you favorite us or just go on your smart speaker and say play 98.9 to Buzz and it will.
And, yeah, and so, if you miss anything from the show, sorry, Scotty, if you miss anything from the show, just find the Spizzano and Sandy podcast. You can find it on the freeradio.com app or wherever you listen to podcasts and the highlights from the show.
Yay. Sunshine 72. Nothing wrong with that. Tomorrow, some sun early, then some clouds by the afternoon. A few more clouds. Slight chance of a shower south of Rochester, especially south of Rochester, to get another 72-degree day. It's going to be beautiful every day. Friday, Saturday, awesome. Sunday, like, yay. Monday, 80. Like, whoa, here we go. We're good.
Like, whoa.
Like, whoa.
That was like Blossom. What was the dude's name again? Joey Lawrence. Right? Did he?
Yes.
Like, whoa. This is definitely going to make it to the highlight reel, I think.
Why?
We've been together for 20 years, my friend.
20 wow.
Freaking years.
20 years in 2020, people. Call Sandy and congratulate her for putting up with me for 20 years.
Yeah, please do. I am accepting donations for...
Instead of a Patreon account for you. For your therapy.
My mental health,
for your couples therapy.
Anyhow, 20 years. Jeez, I still think of myself as 20. Okay, well, obviously that's not it.
Well,
so I found a compatibility test, Scotty.
For?
For us. To take.
Oh, for us to take. So we're doing our own couples therapy this morning?
Yeah. I think so, because I've been with you, you've been with me longer than we've been with our own spouses.
I know, pretty much.
We have such a long history that I thought, oh man, compatibility test, we are going to ace this.
Of course we will. You got questions?
Yeah, I do.
Okay, hit me.
Okay, so the first one. Your friend. Now, I had to do your friend compatibility because I did the like couples because we are like a, you know, work couple.
Yeah.
But that just got too uncomfortable. Okay. Those questions.
Yeah. Okay. No. Yeah. There's plutonic.
We want to stay in our current relationships. So.
Correct.
Okay. Your friend wants to tell you about the dream they had last night.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably going to be boring and long.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
Now, how am I answering to if this were you or if this
was
me? Yeah,
I'm going
to
tell you, if I say, Scott, I got to tell you about my dream last night.
Mm-hmm.
and you now know it's going to be long and boring. What do you do?
I'd be fascinated by it. I would definitely sit and listen to it because I think dreams are awesome. Because I think I do that to you.
You do it all the time to me. And God, did you ever, I saw on, what show is it called? Mind Explained or something? You know what I'm talking about? I think it's on Netflix.
Okay.
There was, and this was one of the topics, like why you have dreams and what does it mean and what's your brain doing while you're dreaming.
Yeah.
And there was a doctor on that said, listen, people think their dreams are the most exciting, but I'll tell you, nobody gives a crap about your dream. Stop telling people. And I ran him to the TV and I gave him a big high five.
Oh my God.
Like, thank you.
So when I tell you about the weird dreams that I had and trying to figure out what they mean, you're just like, tune out.
I'm like, when is this dream ending? Because dreams are forever too. Your story, it's like, oh, okay. And you're laughing hysterically with your, and I feel terrible. I should probably be a better work wife and listen, but man.
So my dreams are your nightmares.
Yeah, I think I shut you down yesterday, too, before you could even get into it. I pretended I didn't even hear you.
I know. The compatibility is...
We're not doing so hot right now.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.